Broadcasting life and truth around the world, you're listening to the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK, numerically 888-275-4265. Every single month, I scour books to find a resource that is a poignant and profound and prophetic resource, or resource that I think you need. And this month, I found such a resource, and it is available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. It is Oz Guinness's book, Last Call for Liberty. I've said this many times, when Oz Guinness writes, I read. In Last Call for Liberty, Oz Guinness is pointing out that the freedom of the American experiment hangs by a thread, and that the present generation has to make its choice. Why? Because all who came before you in your history, all who will come after you, and that includes your children and your children's children, and all across the world who long to live in freedom just as you have, they call on you. They call on you to consider things well and to rise up to the challenge of this hour. Ponder the choice between 1776, the American Revolution, and 1789, of course, the French Revolution. And when you ponder that choice, do so with care. Think again and look to what needs to be restored before the darkness falls on your great experiment in Republican freedom. This is your hour. This is the American hour. This is a moment on which everything turns. There's a way before you that can lead to renewal and restoration, or there is one that leads to decadence and decline. The choice that you must make is yours and yours alone. And by the way, so also will be the consequences. Choose then, America, whether you wish to stay true to the better angels of your founding promise and shoulder the burden of being the world's beacon of responsible and enduring freedom. Choose whether you desire life or death, blessings or curses. Whether you desire freedom and flourishing or chaos and decline. Choose. Choose as the Jews chose before you and your early American ancestors chose in their turn, whether you will again be a city on a hill or become a story and a byword throughout the world. America, America, says Oz Guinness again, a prescient voice. Do you know what time it is? Do you understand the meaning of this very moment? Freedom is at stake. So act worthy of yourselves. Your great experiment in freedom, your unfinished story, and the challenge of the hour and of humanity. God, history, and the watching world await your answer. In the words of your greatest president, Will you be, as a free people, and do what it takes to live free forever, or will you die by your own hand? Reminds me a little bit of the title, The Suicide of a Nation. Will you listen? Will you reflect and turn around, or will you continue to rush headlong toward, like Rome, a fall that is beyond belief? The hour for your decision is now. And I don't think Oz is overstating that at all. All civilization, whatever their momentary grandeur, have the flimsiness of a newspaper. If you view Washington from Capitol Hill and the self-proclaimed epicenter of the world, well, it will evoke a sense of supernatural eternality, a superiority unequaled by the greatest of civilizations. And yet, if you view Rome from Palatine Hill, the centermost of the seven hills on which Rome was founded, well, a new reality will set in. For 600 years, the city of Rome towered above the nations. It was adorned by seven wonders and sparkled in vain pomp and circumstance. It had an invincibility so certain that she bore the moniker Eternal. And then the unthinkable. Alaric and his Arian hordes breached the walls and sacked the immortal city. What a fragile thing civilization is. How near we are to losing it. The hinge of history swings open, and then, with a suddenness and finality, closes. These are words that we collectively must take to heart. It is not the last generation that you are responsible for, nor perhaps the next, but you are responsible for this very moment. In this vein, I want to take as my quote of the day the words from the famed song by Frances Havergal, Take My Life. Perhaps you know the words. I can't sing it, but I can say it. Take my life, and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands, and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet, and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice, and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips, and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for Thee. Words worth not only memorizing, but meditating upon. By the way, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, also available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org, along with what I just quoted from Last Call for Liberty by Oz Guinness. We've had him on the broadcast many times, on the podcast. He is a voice that desperately needs hearing, not only by you, but by our elected officials as well. As we come to the close of this particular segment, I do want to thank all of those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. For only from the perspective of eternity will you fully know how your generosity is being used to touch the lives of people throughout the world. As I travel throughout the world, I'm always amazed at the impact that you are having. Not me, but you. I couldn't do what I do. The ministry couldn't do what the ministry does without you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for standing again shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Coming up to station break, we'll be right back with more of the Bible Lifespan broadcast.
In his newest book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, Oz Guinness provides a stirring vision for faithful citizenship and renewed responsibility for a nation in need and a world that is watching. Stand with the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast during the key month of December to ensure that CRI's supply lines remain open into 2019, and receive a copy of Last Call for Liberty for yourself or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff.
Will the torch of freedom be handed to someone else or be extinguished altogether? These are the opening words to what may be one of the most important books of our time. If you care about American liberties and the future of our nation, Last Call for Liberty by Oz Guinness is an absolute must-read. Few issues are more fundamental than our most basic liberties, and those liberties are under attack like never before. The good news is that this dangerous direction need not be our destiny, but only if those concerned are willing to act in time. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, visit equip.org and make a gift in support of the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, equip.org, or call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.
The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And let's go right to our phone callers. First up is Scott in Houston, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Hank. Thanks for taking my call. My wife recently looked into volunteering in a local ministry that was supposed to help people with emotional and relationship healing, and she came away very uneasy. Apparently, in this ministry, they are training people to cast out spirits as one of the primary methods for restoring emotional health, and they rely really heavily on materials published by a gentleman named Nelson L. Schumann of Restored to Freedom Ministries. And on his Facebook training session, he talks about delivering people from the spirit of Jezebel or Leviathan or Ahab and Legion, to name a few. And this kind of stuff in the body of Christ kind of bothers me because I don't really see a biblical basis for it. And friends of ours seem to be getting kind of deeply involved in this ministry. And my wife and I are interested in trying to figure out where we turn for, sound biblical teaching to refute some of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting that Nelson Schumann lives at the intersection of the counterfeit revival and Christianity in Crisis, and I've written a book by both titles. He has been trained under people like Bill Johnson at Bethel Church. He's been influenced by Todd White, by Kenneth Copeland, who, by the way, believes that God is 6'2" to 6'3", weighs a little over 200 pounds, and has a hand span of somewhere around 9 inches, by Mara Sorello, by Kenneth Hagin, and other Word of Faith teachers who completely prostitute the biblical idea of faith. So for them, faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, you can create anything you want. You become your own little creator. And as you said, he claims to have an extremely strong anointing for deliverance for the Jezebel, the Ahab spirit, the Leviathan spirit, and so forth. The problem is he doesn't even understand who Leviathan is. So his whole pretext and presupposition for ministry is flawed. And of course, one of the quintessential texts that he perverts is Isaiah 53:5. Which, of course, is usually quoted only by the mantra, "By his stripes we are healed," and that is repeated endlessly in these circles. But these words extracted from Isaiah 53:5 actually focus on spiritual rather than physical healing. In fact, a quick look at the context makes it clear that Isaiah did have spiritual rather than physical healing in mind. Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And of course, Peter built on that Old Testament understanding of spiritual healing when he said Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Now, obviously, I should note in this context that in a very real sense, Christ's atonement on the cross does extend to physical healing. However, as Paul points out, we hope for what we do not as yet have. We wait for it patiently. And as we wait, we're all going to experience sickness and suffering. And in fact, those who live before Christ returns will all die of their last disease. We're all terminal in that sense. So yeah, it's a very flawed ministry, and unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that is popping up routinely in many Protestant contexts where people have the gift of charisma, and they can speak eloquently, or at least they can rile up a crowd, even if it isn't eloquently. By all kinds of sensationalism and so forth, sophistry, sloppy biblical exegesis and so forth. And they gather a following, and they lead people into further and further depravity. And this is a great, great blight on the modern-day Christian church.
Amen. Okay. The Word of Faith teaching, I guess that's helpful to me. I guess I understand now really where he's coming from. So weren't they also deniers of the Trinity?
Well, they have a false view of God for sure. They wouldn't overtly deny the Trinity, but they have a false view of God. I mean, if you say that God is 6'2" to 6'3" and weighs a little over 200 pounds, you have a false view of God. You also have a false view of man, because what you do is you demote God and you elevate man. So they have many serious views that are defective when it comes to the nature of God, and virtually every single theological heresy begins with the misconception of the nature of God.
Right. Okay. All right, very helpful. Well, I appreciate your time, Hank. Thank you.
You got it, Scott. Thank you for your call. Back to the phone lines. Charlie in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Hank, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I know that God is all love. He's free will. He's given us free will. He's spoke everything into existence. And my understanding, I hope I go in the right direction with this, Hank, and ask it right. But I believe Satan was obviously a created being. So if God knows everything from the beginning to the end, I'm sure you've gotten this question before. Why did he have to continue to let Satan come into existence? And again, I know the free will, and you know, he's love, but and you know, I guess if he destroyed Satan, he would be showing the rest of the universe that he is not love by doing that. But the real question that I have with that, so you get my general idea, was this supposed to happen in a way so that we would know what evil and suffering is before we get to heaven?
Well, I don't stand in the counsel of the ineffable God, and I can't answer certain questions. What I can say, and what I know of a certainty because the Scripture says so, is that God created volitional beings. By definition, and this is a theological deduction, if, in fact, God did not, God would not be a God of love. And you have correctly ascertained that. The fact of the matter is, you need volition for love to be real. And so God created beings for fellowship and relationship. Again, that's beyond my comprehension. Why would an ineffable God, a God who is unknowable in his essence, why would a God such as that create beings with whom he could have relationship when he already had perfect love relationships within the fellowship of the subjects of the Trinity? So why would that be the case? That is beyond my comprehension, but it is the case. In fact, God has created beings such that we can be brought through those love relationships into the fellowship of the Trinity. And that started with non-corporeal beings, angels, and then extended to humankind. But again, your question actually gives the answer. The answer is embedded in your question. God created volitional beings. Without that, we would not have genuine love relationships with the Lord. He, for his own purposes, wanted to bring us into those love relationships for all eternity. In fact, wanted to deify us, which is to say that we become by grace what God is by nature. We never transcend the boundary between humanity and deity, but we are deified through the work of God in our lives, and that's a broad subject that I can't broach right now. But God has brought us into that fellowship with the Holy Trinity, and he has done that for his own purposes, and it is a demonstration, as you alluded to, of his love.
right? Because if he wanted to make all robots, he could have done that. But, you know, one piggyback off this, Hank, real quick, because I know you got other callers.
Yeah, I'm actually out of town.
God never changes. He says he never changes. So is it because he thought and created Satan that he cannot change? Is that part of it too, you think?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have 30 seconds, so I can't explicate that, but maybe on another program I can give an answer and you can listen into that. But I think the premise is faulty. Again, we'll talk about that in a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Time flies when you're having fun. Do remember Monday through Friday at this time. Your calls answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. And again, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Without you, we couldn't do what we do worldwide. Thanks again. God bless.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Stock markets may soar, stores may be packed, and the entertainment industry may hum with headlines, but don't be deceived. Radical anti-democratic movements are being fomented and funded on both the left and the right. Americans are angry at other Americans, strenuously struggling for what both sides believe to be the soul of the republic. Our society's conflicts are rooted in two rival views of freedom, one embodied in 1776 and the ideals of the American Revolution, and the other in 1789 and the ideals of the French Revolution. Americans must choose which view of freedom to follow. Don't miss Oz Guinness's essential new book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org.